Muggle, Hogwarts, Horcrux, Mudblood, Parcel Tongue. A new fictional universe demands a new lexicon, and the success of the Harry Potter series must be credited in part to J.K. Rowling's creative use of language. The author invented, reinvented, or blended words to make new ones that seem both familiar and magical. So what are the main strategies that Rowling used to create the language of wizarding? Latinesque. Rowling uses imitation Latin, rooted in or inspired by Latin, especially in the spells. By drawing on Latin's cultural authority as a learned language and its association with alchemy and magic, a charm is made to seem so much more authentic. In spells such as Expelliarmus, a defense spell, and Finite Incantatum, a multi-use spell that blocks another, fans are given a clue as to what the spell does by its name. This also goes for magical objects. A Horcrux sounds creepy and occult because it blends the word horror with the Latin crux, meaning cross. Rowling has great fun with these Latin-inspired words. Take Ridiculus, a spell that ingeniously makes one opponent ridiculous so that you're no longer frightened. Blend words. These are words made up from joining or mashing two together. Animagus, a blend of animal and magus, a kind of wizard, is a typical example. In doing so, Rowling often takes what could be insults and makes them magical and grand. Mudblood is a witch or wizard who is born to non-magic parents and is a combination of two common English words, mud and blood. The Hogwarts of Harry's School of Witchcraft and Wizardry combines hog and wart. The name's origins, in a dream had by the brilliant Scottish witch Rowena Ravenclaw, undermines the romanticism of myths by endowing a warty hog with sufficient majesty to have a famous school named after it. Loan words. Some names conjure up foreign airs, paying homage to language loaned to English from overseas, be they French, Voldemort, Lestrange, Scottish, McGonagall, St. Mungo, East European, Grigorovich, Karkaroff, German, Bode, Durmstrang, Scandinavian, Skeeter, South European, Salazar, Dolores, Asia, Padma Patil, Cho Chang, or Latin, Nigellus Severus. For key characters, the original meaning of the names indicates what sort of people they may be. The unpleasant Malfoys take their name from the French mal foi, bad faith in English. Voldemort has an intriguing name. Born Tom Marvolo Riddle, a riddle is a puzzle in English, Voldemort is not only an anagram of that name, but its meaning in French, Voldemort, can be translated as either flight of death or escaping death, both character traits of the evil wizard. Totally made up. Some words in Harry Potter are total inventions, yet have become real words since. The onomatopoeic parcel tongue, the language of serpentine creatures, was inspired by an old word for someone who has a problem with the mouth, like a hare lip, the author explained. Two invented words have even been added to the Oxford English Dictionary. Quidditch, a game Rowling invented that is now played in real life, and Muggle, meaning a non-magical person in the Harry Potter books, that has expanded in real life to mean a novice or an uninitiated person. So, after all this information, you now have no reason to feel like a muggle in the Potterverse.